Speakeasy FM is taking a break for the moment. Tonight's episode is a repeat program, and they're hoping to be back on air with new episodes before long.
Amy, how are you going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Whilst we wait for Stephen to arrive in the studio, let's just chat, you and I, just kick the things off.
Yeah.
What have you got planned for us this week?
Well, this week is Lizzie's birthday.
That's right. That's exciting.
Yeah.
How is Lizzie, do you know?
Well, she's somewhere 8 at May.
Yeah. Somewhere, right?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
She's, in fact, the age you... And for everyone listening, by the way, Lizzie is...
It's my sister.
And my wife.
Yeah.
She was 32 when I met her, so that's the age you're about to be.
Yeah.
And she's about to turn 35.
35, yeah.
Which means I've known her for nearly 4 years.
Really?
And gosh, what a lot's happened in that time.
Well, I only took 1 year I met Michael.
Well, that would have been about a year before, I think.
Yeah, I was 36 for that.
Doesn't time fly?
Yeah.
And you would have been, what, 28 when I met you?
Yeah.
In your 20s. Interesting. Well, a lot's happened since then. What's happened? We got married.
Yeah.
We had a baby.
I came, I think.
That's right, you were there for everything.
Yeah.
We had your 30th birthday.
It was a beautiful day.
That's right. Lizzie and I bought a house.
I got a really clean something.
It's been a ride.
Yeah.
And just like that, it's nearly half a decade. So, I guess it's a happy birthday, a big happy birthday to Lizzie.
Yeah.
All right, should we kick into a song? Did you want to dedicate one to her?
This is her favourite song. She actually loves this music. She loves this music so much. So, she lost it every time. It was almost like, I met Lizzie, like 31 years.
Hmm.
And, she loves this movie.
Does she? And what's the movie?
Biggest fan.
What's the movie called?
It's Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. Okay. Yeah. And the song, it looks like here, it's called Part of Your World.
Yeah. And it's... Why is it special to her? Because it's her birthday.
Well, let's hear it, eh? Sweet. Well, we'll see you in exactly 3 minutes and 34 seconds.
Yeah.
On Speakeasy FM. Stephen, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Amy and I kicked off about 5 minutes early, so you've come just in time. So
well,
good.
Well, that's good.
How's your week been?
Good. Thank you.
And we're just talking about how the weather's turned, so it was nice for about a week, which is probably the longest it's been nice for since Christmas. I think.
We haven't really had a summer, so.
That has turned to custard today, but that's okay. We need water.
Hopefully we'll get a summer eventually, hopefully.
I think we're due on next summer, eh? I've actually lined up a song for today called Summertime, so it must mean that subconsciously I really want summer. What did you get up to this week?
Went to the gym.
Oh, well, good on you. That was that Wednesday.
Yeah, it's good to be busy, yeah.
Did you do anything creative this week?
No.
What about any rugby or things like that?
No.
I heard, Patrick Gower, Paddy Gower.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, he's got this new show called... Paddy Gower Has Issues.
I watch that show every Wednesday night.
Do you? Yeah. Have you seen, there's one coming up or just been apparently about rugby? And how rugby's not as popular anymore?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I think he's right, because rugby is definitely not as popular.
It used to be popular.
I know, and if you think right back, you know, when people, this is where I was going, people started listening about rugby on radio. And then it went to television, and then, of course, you know, it's always been a live thing people can go watch. But why do you think that it might not be as popular?
Because people have other interests.
Yeah. Do you think COVID had something to do with it as well? I mean, there's probably a number of things, but I think...
Maybe everybody's found different hobbies to be interested in.
And I reckon it peaked around 2011 with the Rugby World Cup in New Zealand. Remember that? That was... Everyone was into it because it was... And the All Blacks were also, I reckon, at their finest.
Yeah, and everybody got it. Now everybody's a bit bored.
Yeah, and so it needs a bit of a revamp. It needs to be... I think it just needs to be marketed completely differently now.
We need some more people.
Yeah, it needs to be hyped up again because it's just dropping off, which is a real shame because it's a huge part of the country's identity.
We don't want to lose it.
Internationally as well.
We don't want to lose it.
No, exactly. And so, what is popular? What is the sport that's actually popular at the moment? Like, what if you had to guess, like, what do you think the most popular sport in New Zealand even is?
Probably cricket.
Cricket, eh? Yeah, but that's a summertime thing and rugby is winter, so. Ames, what do you think? What's the most popular sport in New Zealand right now? I would agree, it's probably cricket. That's doing really well. But what would you say?
Horse racing. My
grinder
loves those.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's not as fun if you don't gamble, I guess, with horse racing.
Every time my granddad, I was telling my dad, my granddad kept telling me, that's what horse racing.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
How exciting. So, well,
he's obsessed about that.
Let's hope rugby comes back and we can talk about this more shortly, but let's dive into a song, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this one's called So Long Farewell. This is one that Amy picked.
Yeah.
All right.
I like this song, so I'm up for this song. I sang it with me,
so. Really? So yeah. It reminds you of when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Wicked. All right, we'll see you shortly. song pick there, Ames.
Thanks.
Stephen, you say you've been watching Paddy Gower's...
Has issues. Now, rugby's not popular at the moment.
So they say. Hmm. So that's a problem to solve, I suppose.
I don't know how we'll solve it, but we've got to figure it out how.
And it's true. I mean, it's fallen off my radar. I'm not a huge rugby fan, but I do enjoy it when I watch a game. Like, you know, you're at the pub with your mates or whatever, and it's on. It's super fun to watch because it's strategic. It takes a lot of, you know, athletic ability, obviously. And these guys work so hard at what they do. So what do you think? What do you think the solution is? Ames, how are we going to make rugby popular again?
I don't know. I don't really watch it. So.
Well, there you go. There's one example, you know. You and a lot of others. What do you reckon, Stephen?
I reckon we should. I reckon that they need to stop doing what they're doing at the moment and just start watching a bit of rugby.
Yeah.
So that's the only advice I can give them. So any rugby people who are out there, just start watching it again. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just show some support, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's like any sport.
And hopefully things will get back up again.
I think you're right, what you said earlier. You know, there's a lot of distraction now, and there's a lot of other things that people are into because...
They got more hobbies at the moment, more jobs to get done.
Yeah, and you've only got so much time in your day, so if you're going to split that among other things, then obviously rugby's going to fall off the map. But, that, you know, I grew up, and I'm sure you did too, in New Zealand, as it were, it was a huge sporting nation. You know, we grew up in school playing sport. I think I read Paddy Gower's, one of his opinions was that, you know, if kids are going to be the future of rugby and kids aren't playing rugby...
I would love to meet Paddy Gower.
How does that work?
I would like to meet him one day.
Yeah, so would I.
Maybe we can get him in here one day.
Yeah, you never know. If you're listening, Paddy Gower, give me a bell.
Give us a bell, Paddy Gower.
That's right. Well, let's dive into another song, shall we?
Have it from Susie Kato.
Yes, no, I have. I've been talking with her. She wants to... We'll set something up, just a quick 5-minute chat. And again, Susie, if you're listening, please give me a bell. But we'll try and set it up for 2 weeks. In 2 weeks' time, I'm going to give her a bell. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I just thought I'd ask.
No, that's great. All right, let's play a song. We're talking before about how it's winter now. Obviously, winter as well and truly set in. And
everybody's busy in winter time. Take it a bit.
Well, I'm a bit jealous because his boy's birthday is in summer.
So is mine.
Yeah.
And yours is smack bang in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
Let's play a song. It's by Tiki Tane. It's called Summertime. This will warm us up a little bit.
And make everybody happy.
That's it. All right. On.
Speakeasy FM.
That's it.
Fire, fast friends.
Right, just talking TV shows here. Steve, what's your favourite TV show?
Short Street.
Yeah.
It's been a bit crazy at the moment.
Yeah, drama. Yeah. Drama fueled.
Drama's awesome.
Now, we know a couple of people that work on that show, don't we? But that's cool. Maybe I should catch up with it. I used to watch it as a kid.
Where's my friend?
Yes, what's that?
Yeah. Can he touch me moving?
Kelly, yes, Kelly, your friend, is moving. Where's she moving to?
To Australia.
Whereabouts?
She's leaving.
She's leaving? Well, you know, she's still going to be on Earth, but whereabouts in Australia?
It's different part of Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she moving there, like, to live?
Yeah, to live.
Is she going to come back and visit, though?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Tell me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure you'll see her once.
Maybe you'll go over there and see her.
Yeah.
For a bit.
I'm sure you'll see her, you know.
Yeah, but it's just,
But maybe not for a wee while.
No, it's just staying a long time.
Yeah. Wow.
Going,
that's
living
crazy.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, who
is she moving?
Well, hopefully tonight, so I said don't leave on the day of my birthday.
Are you not leaving yet, then? You still have a bit of...
Yeah, I tell you, Keith, to stay on my birthday.
When's your birthday? I know the answer, but why don't you tell everyone?
My birthday's on July 5th.
July the 5th.
And I'm turning 32.
That's right.
Yeah.
So your birthday is the day after the American Independence Day.
Yeah.
Right, so fireworks for your birthday. Which song would you like to dedicate to Kelly?
Can we play... Can we play another song?
Yep, go for it.
Yeah. Living on a jet plane.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. And I...
Leaving on a jet plane. Yeah. Would you like the John Denver version? Would you like the Peter, Paul and Mary version? Or the Chantel... I can't pronounce her last name version.
Where's the first one?
John Denver.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good to me. All right, let's hear it.
I am going to miss her.
So. All right, this is for you, Kelly.
Ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. So many times I let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say,
my first band, and then my second band left as well.
All right, that's for Kelly, who's moving to Australia. I forget whereabouts. Sydney or Melbourne, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
That would be the most likely. Well, cool. All right, we've got another John Denver song coming up, which is a request from Stephen. We won't play it just yet. Who is it for?
This is for Sam, my taxi driver.
We'll play it shortly. Okay, but it'll be for Sam, the taxi driver.
I miss you, Sam.
First, we're going to play a song by Luke Bryan. But I think before we do that...
Luke Bryan.
And just quickly, is the reason we can't play is I don't think you can play two songs from the same artist back-to-back.
I know.
Unless you have... That's like a royalty thing. But let's do a quiz. Are you keen?
Yeah.
Right. Music and
movies? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
go with
that.
Let's give it a go, see how we go. Who is the book author of the movie The Lorax?
Okay.
It's Dr. Seuss. I'm kicking you off, I'm warming you up. What popular kid movies involve a family with superpowers but are banned from using them? What popular kid movies involve a family with superpowers, but they're not allowed to use them? Who would that be, Stephen?
Is it Chronicles?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's The Incredibles. Well done. Who helps Dory find her parents?
Marlon.
Close. Very close.
Nemo.
That's exactly right, Nemo.
Oh, that's fine.
What movie is about a boy who wants to be a musician, but his grandma won't allow it because of the past? That's a harder one, I think. There's a boy who wants to be a musician, but his grandma won't allow it because of the past. Any guesses? I don't actually know. This is literally all I'm looking at. The answer is Coco. Does that ring a bell? Bit of a mixed bag of questions there, I see.
Yeah.
What is the popular kid movie where a crab sings?
Lazy Mermaid.
Close. It's Disney. I'm pretty sure it's Disney.
Yeah, it is. The Crab. Is it?
The Crab Sings, yeah. It's a Disney film.
Under the Sea?
No, it's set in, I think it's set in Hawaii. Moana. Yes. Okay, what popular movie is the song Kiss the Girl from?
Miss Mermaid.
Very good. Alright.
Sorry, Steve.
What popular movie is the song Colour of the Wind? Colour of the Wind. It's an old Disney film that was like a nice cartoon. It was of a... you'll know. It's... What do you think? Colour of the Wind. Do you know it, Ames?
Pocahontas?
Yes, it's Pocahontas. What is the Polar Express?
A train?
Yes, indeedy. What movie involves a character named Sully? involves a character named Sully.
Monsters, eh?
Bang on. All right. What movie has a character named Grumpy? What movie has a character named Grumpy?
Snow White.
That's it. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Come on, you two. What movie is called Where a Bunny... Sorry, what movie is called Where a Bunny is a Cop? That's written weird. Sorry, folks. I literally am reading it verbatim. What's the movie? What's the name of a movie? I'm going to rewrite it myself here. What's the name of a movie where there is a bunny that plays a cop?
Oh, I know this.
It's one I haven't actually heard of.
Yeah, I...
But it rhymes with Mootopia.
Zootopia.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is the movie?
And it's got a weird movie.
Yeah, yeah. What is the movie called with the princess with very long hair?
Thank God.
Are you reading that, or is that... I can see it on my screen.
No. I get it.
Well done.
I got Disney Plus.
Okay. Oh, you do have Disney Plus. Stephen, do you have Disney Plus?
No, I have Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Both are good, eh? I mean...
I like Netflix.
Yeah, I like Netflix. I like Disney.
Netflix is the best thing in the world.
So good, eh? It's always got nice, good new content. So does Disney Plus, though.
Yeah, no.
Okay. What animal is Winn-Dixie in the movie because of Winn-Dixie? So what animal is Winn-Dixie? In the movie, because of Winn-Dixie.
Probably a cat.
Not a bad guess. Not quite. Any guesses?
It's, Australian cats.
Also, a good guess. It's actually a dog. He and or she is a dog.
Is it a cat and a dog?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Winn-Dixie. I thought you said you had Disney Plus.
Yeah, I have it before.
That's your homework tonight. Check out what that movie is.
Yeah.
What animal is Bambi in the movie Bambi? What animal is Bambi?
Oh, I know this.
What is Bambi? Okay, Stephen, any guesses? Who's Bambi? What animal?
A deer?
Yes, exactly right. Correct. What animal is Melman in the movie Madagascar?
A lion?
Close. It's off the African region. If you go to Auckland Zoo, I think it's the first thing you see when you walk in the gates, and they have really long necks.
Giraffes.
Bang on.
Oh, and the other one that plays with giraffes.
Yeah. Yep.
He's from Friends.
Really? Which one?
Yeah, David Schwimmer.
Is it?
Yeah, that's really him.
I should see a bigger giraffe.
He just had his name.
Oh, David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
I went to a restaurant once in Chicago, and he had just left. We sat at his table, or the table next door, whatever. The waitress who we knew was like, David Schwimmer was just here. I was like, damn.
You should meet him. You should have met him.
I know. Well, if I was about half an hour earlier by the sounds of it. All right. What is the movie and book involving a peach called?
What?
Prince.
There's a movie out there that has a peach in it.
Changing the Giant.
Correct. Well done. What is the movie Neverland in?
Big Fan.
Correct. What movie is about a bear, his friend, and their adventures? Think about it. There's a bear in this movie.
Bear.
There's a bear. A bear, yeah. A bear.
Father Bear?
Close. A bear, his friends, and their adventures. It is... Something to Winnie? Someone like Winnie? Winnie the...
Winnie the Pooh.
That's that. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Ah, I love that.
What movie is called Where the Prince... Sorry, what... Once again, this has been written in a weird way. What's a movie called Where There's a Prince that gets turned into a llama? Emperor's New Groove, in fact. Okay.
Couple
more questions. Yeah, we've got someone walking on the roof above us. I've never heard that. You think they're on the roof? It sounds like they're actually on tin, so they must be on the roof.
Are they fixing it, maybe?
Well, maybe. It's raining, though. It's bad
thunder.
No, it's not thunder. That's people walking around the roof. I'm not sure if you can hear that at home, folks, but that's quite prominent. Yeah, I hope no one falls through the roof.
What would we do if they fall through the roof?
We'll probably help them, because it's quite a long fall. It's quite a high ceiling, isn't it?
I'm ready for food. I might have to.
Now, this is a soundproof studio, but clearly the roof isn't.
Be quiet up there.
Yeah, exactly. Go up there, Amstel. What is the fish's name for short-term memory loss?
Dory.
Dory, exactly.
Pretty awesome.
Alan.
How many Toy Story movies are there?
Four.
Hang on. What is the name of the cricket in Pinocchio? What is the name of the cricket in Pinocchio? Stephen's thinking, I can tell. Jiminy Cricket. That's it. And let's go for the last question here. The main character in this movie is called... Sorry, what is the main character in this movie, Toothless? In the movie Toothless. Sorry, the main character in this movie is called Toothless. Sorry, I read that backwards almost. The main character in the suit, there's a movie where the main character is called Toothless. What movie is that?
Toothless?
It's How to Train Your Something.
Train Your Dragon?
Spot on, well done.
I was
going to
try to say that.
Good work. Okay, let's hit it. Let's go Play It Again by Luke Bryan. We'll see you shortly.
And it's a little wine.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, tan legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking, no way, she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here. She was like, come here, boy.
You tell her that.
We are.
I'm going to tell her on the radio.
Yeah, tell her.
Stephen, what's going on? The next song coming up is by John Denver, isn't it? It's called "Take Me Home," and you're going to dedicate this to someone.
What?
John Denver. It's called "Take Me Home, Country Road."
This is for Sam, my taxi driver.
Sam, your taxi driver. Did you catch the taxi here today?
No.
But oh, yeah. Is it always the same guy? Is it? You just give him a call and he comes and picks you?
Yeah, he's my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
You're my best friend, Sam.
Nice one, man. All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. John Denver. Country road, take me home.
On Speakeasy FM.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia. Together round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads, take me home to the place.
That was John Denver. It's a blimmin' good song.
It's a classic. Stephen, what do you like about that song?
It's got a good beat to it.
It's a nice song. Uh-huh. Nice beat, isn't it?
It's catching. It gets in everybody's head.
That's awesome. And that is a classic. Two John Denver in this episode, eh? Wow.
I think you said John from Greece, John.
Who's that? From
the singer from Grease, the movie.
John Travolta.
Yeah.
No, different John. Awesome. And the news this week, what have we got? I watched the morning show this morning, actually. I barely ever watched that. They were talking about opening Mutiwai up again.
What morning show did you watch?
It was just the TVNZ breakfast show. I'm not sure what they call it. I think it's just called Breakfast.
On TV One, yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No, I watch the AM show, I'm free.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a story about that, which is cool. they're opening the community up again. I guess there's a lot of mixed feelings about that. I can understand that, being a Piha local myself, but I guess it has to open at some point.
Everybody has to get home at some point.
Okay, that was the show this week. Do you guys want to say goodbye to our listeners and say goodbye?